This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Help. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, we're going to take a look at some topics that really reach out and grab each one of us, especially those of us over maybe the age of 45 or 50. During the second part of our show, during hour number two, we're going to explore new horizons and opportunities for those 50 plus. We're also going to talk with Ava and Alfredo. We're going to be talking about a new network, Mandala.com. And this is a social network designed to help make the world a better place. There's music on it. There's meditation. There's help. And I'm really looking forward to spending some time with the co-founders of that network. During this hour, of course, Robert Clancy will be joining us, and we're also going to be talking about the stem cell revolution with Joseph Cristiano. We're going to begin here on Late Night Health with our friend from the SOAR Community Network. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. During the next 2 hours, we are jam-packed with information that you need, that we hope you need, that will make your life easier and better. We go to the East Coast. We go to a suburb of Washington, D.C., and Molly Fonpatith will be joining us right now from the SOAR Community Network, a regular here on Late Night Health. It's been too long. Hello, Molly.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
Our pleasure. You asked to be a regular. I said, just let me know when you want to come on. And I have to find her, and, you know, it's okay. I understand. as we're in the middle of the first quarter of 2018, how is this year shaping up in general for people, do you think?
I think in general in the economy, I think there's a mixed feeling, especially in the business community. You know, there's some positive things that are happening in terms of policies, but there are also some not so positive things that people are discussing and wondering, especially in, like I said, that small, rapidly growing market where they're just unsure. Things sometimes look good one day, and then the market is, you know, doing the opposite the next day. So there's some volatility, there's some concerns, and people are just kind of bracing for whatever that next pivot looks like, whether it's in the market or in their workforce. You know, so much is happening all at once that as business leaders and business owners, it's sometimes really hard to navigate.
Absolutely. And would you agree that the backbone of America is still those small and medium businesses rather than major corporations?
Yes, I do believe that. And I really do believe that it's not just in the United States. I believe that it's the global workforce is really driven. And I think it's a good thing, positive thing, driven by the innovation, by the passion, and by the intention of these leaders in that particular market. You know, the ideas are fresh. People still really want to start something that they believe is going to impact the world in a positive way for the most part, not just about profit these days when you're talking to a lot of the new upcoming progressive leaders. And that inspires me.
And that's why you started the SOAR Community Network, soaring above everybody else to help make the world a better place and maybe make a little bit of money at the same time?
Yes, and more importantly, soaring so that others can soar with us, because that's what it's required these days. I think from a mental health, emotional, financial health, all of those things, I think it's important that we as a community, it's time to reach out. And it's not about political parties. It's about what are we doing collectively to create, just make lives better through our products and services. And I think that's really important to remember in the midst of this, you know, the world today around politics and around policies and around just things that are dictating the direction of our government. At the end of the day, people go to work. People need to have salaries. They need to feed their families. And so I remind business leaders when we work with them and we, you know, host our retreats and workshops, is that we really have to think about what our impact is on a day-to-day. What are we doing? Let's focus. Let's stay focused so that we don't get off track because there's so much noise in the world.
How do you block that noise, or do you embrace it? I mean, how does somebody who's, you know, they get up, they have their own business, they're stressed because they want to sell their product or service, but there's that clutter that's always there. I mean, the news is, unfortunately, a lot of negativity. The focus on the guy who's 16 years old who raises millions of dollars for a charity, that's not covered as much. But the gun shooting done by a 16-year-old girl last week, or I think she was 16 or 17, that's what makes the news. I don't get it.
Well, and I'm not sure how other business owners and business leaders manage this, but my personal preference is to, when it comes to the news, to get the highlights, you know, read the headlines, but don't dive deep into all the details of every story. And the reason why I say even read the headlines is because as business leaders, we do have to understand the world around us. We do have to know that there are things that are happening. But to really get into even watching the news and reading every single detail that's out there, it really shifts your energy. It shifts your mindset. It shifts you emotionally. It zaps your energy, and you can't be your full self to go and do the work and lead people and empower them and inspire them if you're so distressed because of all the external stuff that now is seeping into your system. It's not good for your mindset, number one, and it's certainly not good for your team, your partners, and your clients or consumers. And so it's really important to prioritize what value we get to bring, and we get to choose that every day. What can I allow into my mind, body, spirit, heart, so that when I'm speaking and presenting and showing up, that it still allows people that sense of inspiration and hope, because we need that more than ever. And it's
absolutely
not about being naive. It's not about not knowing what's going on, but it's about choosing how we want to show up and react to the things that are outside of our control sometimes.
And the word you used, hope, I think is really important, because when you lose hope, you can lose health, mental health, physical health. And when you lose love, love of living, love of yourself, you also can react negatively in mind, body, spirit.
I would agree with that.
Right?
Yeah.
Coming up a little bit later in this hour, closing the hour, will be Robert Clancy. I know he's one of your favorite people, the author of Soul Ciphers. I think he rocked the SOAR convention last November.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's
right?
One of our favorite speakers.
Yeah, he's a great speaker. He's going to be talking about surrender today here on Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne from the SOAR Community Network, Mali Fonpatith. And her story has been told numerous times. I'd like to just get a very brief overview again. You came to this country as a young kid and soared. Can you tell us that real quickly?
Well, the brief story is that I'm a child refugee of war. I came here from Laos when I was just 5 years old with my family who had escaped the civil unrest that was taking place inside Laos after the Vietnam War had ended. And that was really the beginning of my journey to the United States of America. And now having a life where you look back and realize, wow, was that my life? Was that my family's life? Did we experience all that? And how has that shaped me into the woman that I am today, into the business leader and the community advocate that I continue to desire to be the best version of? And it just tells me a story about so many people, not just in the U.S., but around the world, who have hope and faith and have a deep passion to, you know, to create a life that's with purpose and intention. So it's a really brief, you know, way of saying that we have choices in life to allow the past and where we came from to dictate where we're going, and or to basically remind ourselves that our past is what actually propels us to the best version of self if we allow it to be. So victimhood versus warrior and survivor.
Got it.
Beyond survivor, thriver.
Absolutely. And there's a TV show by that name, too. And maybe they've... Daryl, have they done one in Laos?
Not that I know.
Okay, just curious. Daryl's a big fan. Our guest, Mali Fonpatith from the SOAR Community Network, we're going to take some time out. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. I want to know if looking back at our past is a way of looking forward at our future. We'll pick that up as Late Night Health continues. Join us at LateNightHealth.com, LateNightHealth.com, Facebook.com/LateNightHealthRadio, and, of course, visit Mali at SOARCommunityNetwork.com. Don't go away. We've got lots more coming up with the insane Daryl Wayne and Mark Allen as Late Night Health takes to the air.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
Your soul has the ability to warm even the coldest of hearts. Your beauty is a starlit night raining down upon the darkness. Yes, you're love, and you're that light. All you have to do is share everything that's in your heart and share that smile. If you're hardened and your heart is not open, let it become a diamond. A diamond can only reveal its true beauty after it's been cut many times. Those facets not only hold the light, they reflect it to all those around them. Today is your day to shine that light.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At EasyWay Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With a billion-dollar relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, EasyWay Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friend shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Night Health continues. Coming up in maybe 10 minutes or so, Joseph Cristiano will be talking to us about the stem cell revolution and how stem cells can help change our lives, save us from disease. We'll find out more about that coming up here on Late Night Health. Right now we're talking about mind, body, spirit as it relates to, believe it or not, business and how to do your business, I guess, correctly. Our guest, Molly Fonpatith from the Short Community Network. Molly, just before we went to our break, we talked about, or I mentioned, do we look back at our past to move forward, or do we block our past and move forward?
You know, I think when you really want to live a life of authenticity and purpose, you have to look at the whole of where you came from, your upbringing, what you collected and gathered along the way, who nurtured you, as well as the nature, the environment. I think it's a holistic view and accepting and seeing who you are for, you know, as a whole, as a collective, of all of the iterations of many lives that you lived in just this one until you got to this moment. And secondly, I think, you know, when you look at the past and you look at not just the deep, dark, traumatic, painful moments, but the triumphant ones, the little things that we forget to celebrate, they teach us so much and they become a part of our mindset, our belief systems. They get ingrained in, you know, even at a cellular level, and muscle has memory. All those things are connected. So the way in which you relate to experiences in the present and how you want to project and manifest into the future, it's all from this thing called the brain that we sometimes have to rewire, because sometimes we keep the things that don't serve us anymore and we use our memories, even especially the bad ones and the ones filled with fear, to make decisions that we think are brand new decisions, but we're just repeating old patterns. So I think it's a combination of not holding on to things in the past that don't serve us anymore, but learning from them and then releasing them if they are no longer a part of the story. So I do believe that our past does help us because of the lessons we learn to move forward. But if we allow fear to continue to drive our decisions, that can actually be a bad thing versus a good thing.
You know, with SOAR, you work with small businesses. They join to learn how to move forward. Would that be a simple explanation on what SOAR is?
It's pretty simple. We work with actually small and mid-sized companies. So, you know, typically we have companies who have at least 50 employees, all the way up to 1,000, 2,000 employees is kind of like our sweet spot, although we've worked with larger clients and we work with smaller clients. But typically that's the range. And what we truly help do is map their corporate DNA. And what that means really is making sure that we start with the leadership team and we get them to clarify their truest vision, mission, and values. People say they do this all the time, but we get to a place where we actually inspire the leaders with our tools and our processes to come from a place of legacy and what they stand for, so that it gets impacted throughout the entire organization. The vision and mission they set impacts the vision and mission that needs to be mapped at a department level. So team by team by team, department by department by department. And that allows us to really tell the real story. You know, it's like we like to say that our approach to branding and marketing is unique in the sense that it's from the inside out. We don't just spin messages around your mission and core values because of benchmarks and because of what your industry is doing and then borrow the concept. We actually want to map the leaders from the very beginning and use the authentic messages to help with employer engagement, and then employer branding, making sure that their marketing and their branding is really speaking truth to the consumers, because inside the company they're actually living the core values that they speak so much about in their brand promises.
And at the same time,
that's what we do.
Got it. And at the same time, most people who are employed today, over 50%, I think it's over 70%.
It's over 70 now, yes.
Hate what they do.
Right. They're not engaged. They don't feel seen or heard. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of anxiety. More and more people in the workforce are having to take medication. They don't have days off, and then they feel guilty when they do. It's a really dire situation in corporate America. So, you know, we started working primarily with small businesses, but we got the call from larger companies, especially those with progressive leaders, and say, we need to do something about our internal messaging, not just the external stuff we're trying to sell our products and services, but we got to keep our people. We got to find out what we're not doing.
Why to keep the people. Will you come back again?
Yes.
All right. Molly Phone-Patith is our guest. SOAR Community Network. Join them at soarcommunitynetwork.com. We'll have an article and a picture of Molly on our website, and you'll be able to connect with her that way. Molly, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And coming up next, and of course, we are available for Molly and T. I just wanted you to know that. All right, we got to go. We'll be back in just a couple of moments with Joseph Cristiano. Don't go away.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity. For a cash settlement, call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150, 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts. But you can stop these IRS actions. The tax doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. A man is recovering from a gunshot wound to his thigh this morning after a masked gunman walked up and fired at him last night in South Los Angeles. It happened around 10:30 at 66th Street and Denver Avenue. Police are looking for the public's help to find a 29-year-old man, Joshua Thede. He's described as white, 6 feet tall, about 170 pounds, brown hair and blue eyes. Was last seen about 11:30 Sunday morning on the 1000 block of Wilshire Boulevard in downtown Los Angeles and driving a black 2014 Altima. Anyone with information, contact the LAPD's Missing Persons Unit. Los Angeles' Board of Police Commissioners is considering a proposal to make LAPD officer body cam footage and other footage from shootings or other major incidents available to the public. As it is now, the LAPD doesn't release that film without a court order. Talk Radio 790 KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, clear, low 51. Sunny, 76 this afternoon. Right now it's fair and 58 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Join us at LateNightHealth.com and Facebook.com/LateNightHealthRadio. We now have our first edition of Late Night Health audiobooks. You can go to Amazon.com for that. And Daryl, I got the email that we were waiting for. They want Volume 2.
Of course.
Last week. Anyway, we will talk about that. During this hour, we'll be spending some time with Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. And you can find him at GuideToTheSoul.com. We'll be talking about surrender. We begin this hour talking with Dr. Joseph Cristiano. He has written a book called Stem Cell Revolution. His other, he's a best-selling author, Blood Types, Body Types, and You. And if you saw my body type, you would probably change the name of your book, Dr. Joe. I just wanted you to know that. But my blood type is B positive. I just thought, you know, so I am optimistic by nature. All right. Where are you? You're in,
I'm in Orlando, Florida.
Or Florida. Okay. Home of the big bugs.
There you go.
Got it. We have talked about stem cells numerous times here at Late Night Help. I find it fascinating. I find it weird that the government puts a squash on it in some areas. Any idea why? Is that the religious right saying, hey, you can't do that? Is that what it is?
No, I don't know if it's so much that. I think it's disruptive. You know, in the nature, you know, it's the technology and the therapies are disruptive when you compare that to conventional medicine. And I think way deep beneath the topics, you know, there's no money in good health. Okay? And so now we have these disruptive technologies and therapies that I mentioned in the book that are becoming the game changers. You know, they're really becoming the new norm in orthopedic medicine. And so, you know, the FDA, the government, they're probably a bit territorial, because what we're doing is we're seeing people who have chronic pain, degenerative illnesses that have been struggling for multiple years and on medications and therapies that aren't working, they're not getting any better, are now having better options, multiple options, and then also with efficacious results. And I think they're going to keep a close tab on who and what surfaces to the top, because ultimately they're going to want to put, you know, the handcuffs on it and control it. But I think there's going to be a change. I think the change is coming, and it's going to be where I think even the government might move in the direction of giving the 21st century patient the option to choose what they would prefer, instead of being given this conventional medicine option or options that lead ultimately to just medications and surgeries.
Right, and so chemotherapy.
Yes. Exactly.
Right, and radiation. And we should point out that you're an ND, a naturopathic doctor.
Yes.
So that is your point of view. Off the top of my head, I have to ask, is cancer and the health industry in general, is it here to make us better, or is it here to make pharmaceuticals and doctors money?
Well, you're shooting me some really good questions here, Mark.
Thank you.
You know, as far as are you referring to cancer and stem cell therapy?
Well, no, not forget stem cells for a minute. I mean, traditional. We've talked about this, that there may be a possible cure for many cancers, but they're not pursuing that because of the dollar in the cancer industry. It is an industry. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
I agree with you 100%. We should, with all the money that's been raised for cancer research and study and advancement, we should be healing people with cancer. People can leave the country and get healed and come back. And, you know, until they can change, flip-flop the statistics, which I only read of, but about 97% of chemotherapy does not work. They kind of advertise the 6 or 7% that, you know, there's some efficacious results. But across the board, because there's patents and because chemotherapy is a big moneymaker,
huge,
doctors are prescribing it.
Can stem cell therapies work for cancer? I mean, you mentioned orthopedic. We've talked to an orthopedist who routinely uses stem cells for joint replacement therapy, or in lieu of joint replacement, it literally rebuilds the cartilage.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's beautiful. In fact, on that note itself, when the person's own natural genetic material, their adult stem cells are extracted and prepared for injection.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say a knee joint. First thing that happens after this minimal invasive procedure, which is an outpatient procedure, within hours to the first 24, 48 hours, the patient is experiencing almost 90, 95% less pain, because some of the stem cells are, I call them anti-inflammatory bombs. They put out the inflammation. So now that painful condition is gone, now it goes into that healing process where they, like you mentioned, can grow new cartilage, but it'll be over the months that follows. But as far as the cancer topic goes, from my understanding, and I work with a stem cell scientist here in Florida, and his observation is this here. If there's a known cancer, if a patient has an active cancer, they would prefer not to work with them with that condition. Now, there are cancers that they do treat, brain cancer. Right here in Orlando Hospital, they treated a gentleman. It made the news, I mean, this is probably 5 years ago. He had a tumor, and he went conventional medicine, then he went holistic medicine, then he went stem cell, and they're able to eradicate it, or at least, I'd want to say they put it to rest. I think they eradicated it with a stem cell. So the development is still in the process. We're still growing, and we're still advancing, and we're learning new things. And it's funny with stem cells a therapist or a physician that actually treats somebody with their stem cells, they got to be very careful not to say what stem cells can do, because once the stem cells are in the person, they can do multiple things. I mean, they're all positive things, but we are seeing that, when you start off and you take care of a knee joint, well, what about when somebody cuts their finger off maybe at one joint and they start treating that finger and that finger starts growing back? You know, so
oh my.
They didn't know they could do that.
I didn't either.
Yeah,
and
that's the case here in Florida. And what happened is when it got to the nail, they didn't know how to treat, because it's so advanced, and they're not that advanced yet, what type of protocol, stem cell and other cells, to grow nails. But they did get the tissue, the actual bone, and the flesh to grow up to the cuticle.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, so it's an ongoing phenomenon that's, you know, it's constantly growing. It's absolutely amazing.
Dr. Joe is young, and so if you were over the age of 40, doctor, would you have stem cell treatment yourself?
I'm not just a advocate of it. I'm a patient of it. So I can tell you firsthand, I've gone as far as to Tegucigalpa in Honduras for treatment. I've had many treatments here in the state of Florida, cervically speaking, in my cervical spine, my neck, and my lower back. Long story short, I've lived with chronic pain since I was an 18-year-old kid, even though I played sports, lifted weights, competed, and so forth. Over the years, my body's breaking down, so I really understand people that have chronic pain. I get their pain. I feel their pain. I understand it.
You know their pain.
Eventually, I ended up in a walker.
Oh, my.
4.5 years ago, I was in a walker. Today, I'm 6'1", 235 pounds, 16% body fat. I train every day, and I'm real careful with the seams now. I train my seams and my body to keep them together. But I've gone through stem cell therapy, PRP therapy, which I talk about in the book, and it's absolutely amazing. And in a very short time, the results occur. It's not... It's non-invasive. I went in, I had a severe neck, I blew a disc in my neck, and the pain was radiating down my shoulder, down my hand, into my fingers, and it was just like a vice grip on my nerve, and it was 24/7, and I couldn't withstand the pain, so I went to a neurosurgeon. He said, let me get some pictures, you know, the same thing, and they looked at it and says, you need surgery. So I went down to a stem cell physician in Miami. And he looked at the films. He says, you don't need surgery. He says, let me treat you. So he treated me, but he said, come back next week. So I came back for a second treatment. Then he said, it's going to take approximately 2 months for this to heal. And I'll tell you what, a long story short, almost to the day, I was out of pain, and I haven't had a problem with it since. And I avoided a cervical neck surgery. So... I can attest to the efficacious of it. Now, does it work for everybody? Probably not.
But nothing does.
Exactly. I mean, it depends. You know, people say, well, is this a panacea for everything? And of course it isn't, because there's so many factors. If you're elderly, if you're sickly, if you have multiple issues, if your immune system isn't charged up, healing is going to be a problem, and it's going to be problematic because of these myriads of things. But across the board, I'm seeing about 85% success rate.
Rather than that 6% that you mentioned earlier.
Exactly. And what we're doing is we're not treating symptoms, and we're not managing symptoms. We identify a condition, and we identify a condition because of the symptoms. But where do you go from there? A person has these symptoms. He goes to the doc. So, well, what do I do? Well, now it comes down to a treatment option. Well, this is the catch-22 now, which options are you aware of versus here's the only options we have? And most of them are either treating the symptoms, and we know managing symptoms doesn't heal a thing, so eventually you're going to have replacement or chemo, so forth. But what we're looking at is, let's go to the root cause. You know, it's like this. Your house is on fire. You call the fire department, but they don't They don't shoot the water at the fire. They shoot it at the smoke. Well, you keep doing that, and you lost your house. Well,
absolutely.
Treating symptoms, and you're going to lose your joint.
Well, that's the difference between holistic and allopathic health care.
Yeah.
You treat the symptom, and there's very little work on preventing disease. I mean, you know, exercise and eating right, that's great.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, sign me up for the a stem cell shot because I you know, knock on wood, I don't have a lot of pain. But being over 40, be quiet, Daryl. Being over 40, I do have, you know, little aches and pains here and there, and would love to be able to maintain my physical beauty, if you will, without pain. Dr. Joseph Cristiano, the name of the book is Stem Cell Revolution. We're going to have him back. He didn't know that. We'll have him back maybe next month and continue our conversation. We'll do a longer time period. So thank you very much for joining us today, Doctor.
Well, thank you, Mark. Remember, be positive.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, Robert Clancy, author of Soul Ciphers. We're going to talk about surrender. Don't go away as Late Night Health continues, and be sure to join us at latenighthealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At EasyWay Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, EasyWay Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
Your soul has the ability to warm even the coldest of hearts. Your beauty is a starlit night raining down upon the darkness. Yes, you're love, and you're that light. All you have to do is share everything that's in your heart and share that smile. If you're hardened and your heart is not open, let it become a diamond. A diamond can only reveal its true beauty after it's been cut many times. Those facets not only hold the light, they reflect it to all those around them. Today is your day to shine that light.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said Wayne insane.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. In our second hour, we're going to be talking with some people from Spain. Should be kind of interesting. And we're going to be talking about healing the world with media. And we'll be speaking with Eva Lopez and Alfredo Alcazar. I met them over the weekend. They're really very nice people. And Angel Rebo. Isn't that his name, Robert? Will be should be joining us as well. So we'll find out more about that coming up next on Late Night Health. Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers and GuideToTheSoul.com, is our guest. We're going to talk about surrendering. I'm going to turn it over to you for your inspirational message.
Yes, my inspirational thought around surrendering is the sweetest defeat you'll ever have is when your heart surrenders to love. And I was speaking to a colleague a couple days ago, and it was really about letting go sometimes. You really need to just give in. And if you keep pushing against something and it just keeps going all wrong for you, sometimes it's better to not force it and just surrender to the direction that you're actually supposed to be heading. And sometimes that's a life choice. Sometimes it's a career choice. And sometimes it's just a daily, path that you're taking out.
Only
there.
If you're married. But if when you surrender, if let's use a wife thing. You know, wife says, Carol says, I really want Chinese food. And you really want, I want Italian. And the compromise is, I don't know, what kind of food? Give me another food group here.
Pasta egg rolls.
Pasta egg rolls, yeah, barbecue. You know, do you compromise? Do you give in? Last night we had just that conversation. We wanted Chinese, but we wanted different kinds of Chinese. And the compromise, the surrender, if you will, was a third kind of Chinese, which we'd never had before.
And right, that's on the personal level of surrendering or, coming up with a compromise, but what I'm talking about is the big picture. Sometimes you're fighting against bigger things than that, or you come up against something where, you keep applying for a certain job and it keeps falling through. And you need to surrender to maybe that's not the right career path for you. And there's a bigger picture at play. And it's really surrendering to those types of things and being on the big picture level.
Mr. Darrell.
Well, I mean, surrender's always been a big part of 12-step programs as well. If you have chosen a path and you keep meeting resistance, surrender sometimes is listening to somebody else for a change.
Correct. And that's really what I'm saying. And it's on that level of, I call it the bloody fuzzy mess.
You got it.
If you train a rabbit to go out the door of a cage, for instance, and then you turn the cage around, sometimes you'll come back and the rabbit has beat its head into the side of the cage and the door is open on the other side.
At our other studio.
What I call the bloody fuzzy mess. And my wife and I always talk about that.
At the other studio, Daryl had, do you still have the pet rabbit?
He's around.
He's around. Okay. This was a big rabbit. I mean, he had to have weighed 20, almost 15 pounds. At least he looked like it to me. Robert, what about giving in to get what you want? In other words, you want that job and you keep trying so hard and you finally say, just, okay, if it's meant to be, I'll get it.
Correct. That's really what I'm saying. It's surrendering to all those possibilities. So if you look at the big picture, surrender to the possibilities and be open to the new ones and be open to listening to a different voice, as Daryl said. And that's a way to sometimes get through and avoid that frustration that can occur when you're trying to push against something that's not happening for you right at that moment.
When you're pushing against nothing because nothing's happening, you're not moving forward, how do you surrender then?
It's setting your GPS. So you need to surrender to the possibilities of a new path and then setting that new horizon on the point there, and that's where you're going to end up.
The fact is that Robert snores, but that's okay. Robert and I and Swami will be attending the GIS convention in San Diego in March, I think it is. And I believe we're going to cohabitate a room, and it will be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to that. Robert, we will talk again next week. Thank you very much. Robert Clancy, visit him at GuideToTheSoul.com. He also has some special messages, coming up on Late Night Health between our segments. We'll talk to you next week, Robert.
Great, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Late Night Health continues around the corner. Don't go away.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, The insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on the latest for the greatest volume one. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to blackstoneaudio.com, blackstoneaudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said Wayne insane.
You've been listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. Join us again next week.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.